This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Gigi Hadid, right, mocking our next first lady. Appropriate or not?
I don't think it's appropriate in that venue. But again, this is I'm not a spokesman for Hollywood. I'm a comedian.
Right.
So I get to tour around the country and I do comedy and I do a show that leans. We have a point of view. I think
your character is a conservative.
Well, a point of view, but it's written by liberals. We have a liberal staff. We have conservatives.
That goes without saying. That's redundant.
But we have a sense of humor about ourselves, and there's a point of view, and there's a place to do it. What I think is, what I find odd in Hollywood is that they didn't like Trump because he was a bully. But if you had any kind of inkling that you were for Trump, you got bullied for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this, it gets a little hypocritical to me, is that you can now bully people, and you're always on the defense with this. But mostly what I'm finding is there's no source material for comedians. Like, if I want to find a joke on the show, we go upriver to find the joke, and there's no, like, he was against homosexuals somehow. And I said,
Donald Trump?
Yeah, whoever said that. And didn't he wave the flag at the convention? Yeah, the LGBT mm-hmm. flag. Mm-hmm. And I said, that was an unusual.
They've got a beef with Mike Pence on that, but Donald Trump,
But a close associate to him, I don't see it. And so I said, well, I can't make a joke about it. I feel like we're playing that game I played when I was a kid at telephone. Did you ever play that in high school?
Yeah, of course.
Where you say something at the beginning. And that's what's happening. It's only funny to me because I'm a comedian. I can do this. But it's very difficult in Hollywood to find anybody, any source material that would.
Well, how are you surviving?
Well, you know, Tim Allen with Megyn Kelly last night on the Kelly File. Tim Allen brings into play here. You know what is going on with Hollywood in some sort of objectifying way. You know, he said something rather important, and that is the bullying aspect that goes on. And this is what we have to be careful about. And even President Obama at one point said, "Look, we've got to." We've got to watch how uncivil we're becoming. And this is where we are. This is the danger that we're in. And it's interesting because if it was, Trump people, lighting up police cars and doing, they would just, the left would go nuts. And we run into this comparison all the time. But we need to, then I say we, those of us who are adults in the room, the mature people, have to stay in the high ground in much the same way that Governor Pence did the other night when he had his family, his daughter with him at the play Hamilton. And he's getting lectured by people that think they know what they're, what they're talking about. I mean, why couldn't they have had that conversation, or why couldn't they have, if they were really interested, why they didn't, call the vice president-elect into the back room. Hey, let's meet the vice president-elect and, let's share our sentiment here, but not from the stage. There's appropriate time and place. I disagree with, those. I mean, he obviously was prepared. I mean, he had a written card. He was reading from something he had prepared and, tried to give it in such a way. But he had a card, with notes on it so that he made sure his points were expressed correctly. Some have suggested that maybe it was Lin-Manuel that had given him that card. I don't know. But be that as it may, I say, look, we need to have that conversation, as Governor Pence said to his daughter. He said, when he was coming into the theater and he's being booed, he says, well, this is what, this is what freedom looks like. This is what freedom of the speech. This is what America, sounds like. Yes, you get the good, the bad, and this is what's happening. And, people are, I believe, overreacting. And, the best form of revenge is success, when they actually see on the other side that Trump isn't going to throw people off buildings. We're not going to massively deport people. Are we going to be a nation of laws? We said we are. Are we going to follow up on that? Well, that, really demands that all of us, we the people, be part of that solution as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're looking at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know how this works. BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go for all the information. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Get involved in the conversation at BMartinezLive. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us right now. Always a pleasure to have him with us. He's the author of the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. He is now, he's got an upgrade here. He's vice president and professor of strategy and irregular warfare at the Institute of World Politics. See, this is what happens when you're so doggone good, Dr. Gorka. You're on the way up here. And I see you hanging out with Trump these days. I mean, you're right there in the middle of everything, aren't you?
Well, it's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be an American.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, as if America, and this is what the sentiment I'm hearing everywhere in my travels, Dr. Gorka, is that America feels like it's getting a second chance here.
Oh, my gosh, is it ever? If Hillary Clinton had won, then it would have been a catastrophe for the nation, for the principles of the founding of the Republic, and just on the question of Supreme Justices in the Supreme Court alone, it would have been a dark, dark time for America.
Well, a lot that came out in the exit polls, voters very, very concerned about this war on terror. The last 8 years, this leading from behind, the policies of appeasement, it has been one disaster after another. Donald Trump has ideas. He says he can take care of ISIS right away. He wants to be very much proactive as opposed to this previous administration. You're the expert. What's your advice to Mr. Trump and what he needs to do in his first year to fight terror?
Well, I gave a very simple game plan in my book, Defeating Jihad, just three things. Number one, we have to get politics and especially political correctness out of the threat assessment. What's been happening for 8 years under the Obama administration, that you're not allowed to talk about Islam, words like jihad are forbidden, that has to end. If the enemy says I'm a jihadi, they're a jihadi. We didn't say the word Nazi was prohibited during World War II, so let's just get the ridiculous censorship to end. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we have to understand that our face, the white or black American face, shouldn't be the face of victory in this war. We have to empower our Muslim allies, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, take the fight to groups like ISIS, and that's going to require rebuilding all those relationships.
Right.
In the last 8 years, those countries do not trust us. They don't trust Washington after the way Obama treated them. So Mr. Trump is going to have to rebuild those relationships in the region. And then lastly, just a lesson from the Cold War. killing terrorists is great, but body bags is not a really good metric of victory. That didn't work during Vietnam, and it's not a smart idea now. The ultimate victory will come when we destroy their ideology, what I call the global brand of jihadism. And to do that, we have to do what Reagan did during the Cold War. We have to have a large-scale counter-propaganda campaign.
Yes, exactly.
That delegitimizes their ideology. Those three things together, and we can win this war, Bill.
Dr. Gorka, you know, you and I talked about this before. What America doesn't understand is the indoctrination of generations of future jihadis. And what happens there in their areas that is it any wonder that this is turning into an extended war, that this could be a generational battle because of these young kids, how they're trained at the ages of 4 and 5, how to be future jihadis?
Yeah, it's very disturbing. Actually, my wife and I just published a report on the militarization of children by ISIS that your listeners can find online. Yeah, this is going to be, we can defeat ISIS quite quickly. We can defeat ISIS in a matter of weeks or a couple of months. The longer term challenge is going to be how we deal with those people who have been indoctrinated from an early age, whether it's on the West Bank or whether it's in mosques and madrasas in South Asia or even in the West. So that's going to take some very serious human intelligence work. But it can be done because we've done it before.
And leadership. Without a doubt, leadership, right?
Every serious problem, it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, AIDS in Africa or whether it's jihadis, every single serious problem requires leadership. And I can tell your listeners, as a man who sat across the table from Donald Trump more than once, talked about these issues, looked him in the eye, I can tell you one thing with certitude. This man understands we are at war, and secondly, this man wants to win the war against the jihadists. That's where the victory begins.
Where is America right now, relative? You mentioned our relationship with allies. You know, I thought Marco Rubio put the point right square when he said that our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. But it would appear, in terms of the response and what we're hearing from overseas, and you and your wife have your thumb on the pulse of what's going on, in terms of allies, in terms of those enemies in the Middle East, what they're thinking about one President Donald Trump. I have this sense, and this is what I'm sensing, Dr. Gorka, you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but that it's somewhat similar to when Ronald Reagan came on the scene. It caused them to scramble a bit and realize that they were going to be playing with somebody who was going to be real serious and the rules of engagement were going to change.
Right. I find it so amusing that you have the left, lazy left-wing media that doesn't want to do any work is now generating these completely absurd stories about how Mr. Trump's transition team is in a mess and scrambling. I can tell you that is totally fallacious. Mm. You are right. The people who are scrambling are the people around the world who didn't understand the seriousness of Mr. Trump. Netanyahu in Israel and from President Sisi of Egypt. That tells you he is going to protect those people and help those people who are on our side. On top of that, the reactions already from Moscow and elsewhere tell you that there are certain countries around the world who are just beginning to realize there is a new sheriff in town.
That's
and
right.
His name is Donald Trump.
Right. Well, and, you know, and I'm excited to hear you affirm that because, you know, when it comes to job one of the president, it has to do with our national security, foreign and domestic. And this is what America voted against. This is one of the key issues for them. It was quite bothersome under the last 8 years under this administration that's heading for the exit right now. And I know there's a lot of people there making sure that, that happens, and they're putting out signs to make sure he's not detoured.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's an exciting time because America is going to fill the vacuum that was created by President Obama.
Well, you can make sure, Dr. Gorka made reference to his briefing. You can go to thegorkabriefing.com, and more information is right there. And we've got more from Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live. This
good to have you along with us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Hey, it's, you know, that time of year when we get the Napiers on, and we always enjoy our time with them. TV hosts, do-it-yourselfers, design experts with some great homemade holiday ideas. They're here to share their exclusive tips with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Ben, Aaron, welcome back. Good to always have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Yeah, we're good.
Hey, wonderful. Well, winter's here. We're starting to feel a little toasty here.
To Bill Martinez Live.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, including Shortwave around the world, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka continues. He's the author of the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. He is now the Vice President and Professor of Strategy and Irregular Warfare with the Institute of World Politics. Dr. Gorka, by the way, I want to make sure you hear me clearly. I am so pleased and happy for you with the success of Defeating Jihad. What a great book, what a timely book and reference for people who want to understand what is going on, because the mainstream media has really not done an effective job in spelling out the situation and the conditions in which we live in today as it relates to this war that has been declared on America, but America doesn't want to participate.
Well, yes, thank you for that. Defeating Jihad, I was motivated because I have the honor to work with the Marines, the military, the Special Forces, and thank you for your service with the Corps. And I was angry. You know, we have the most amazing military in the world, yet we're losing this war, and there's no excuse for that. The reason that's happening is because of our politicians, because of the censorship, because of the lack of understanding of how serious this threat is. And let me just mention one thing. People think that this war is about 9/11. It's not about 9/11. We have been at war with jihadis since the beginning of our republic's history. There's a reason that the Marine Corps anthem has the phrase, "From the shores of Tripoli." Why is that? Because one of the first missions of the Marine Corps were to fight the jihadi pirates.
The Barbary pirates, right? Yeah.
So we need to remember that this has been around for centuries, and we need to take it seriously now. And with Mr. Trump in the White House, we will take it seriously.
Amazing, Dr. Gorka. The Thomas Jefferson understood that. You know, they told him, said, "Here, read the Quran." He goes, "Who's those Barbary pirates? What are they all about?" He says, "Read the Quran." He reads the Quran. He goes, "Hey, end of story. I don't need any more information. Send in the Marines," right?
That is so important. People think that, you know, when Keith Ellison, our first Muslim congressman, was sworn into office on Jefferson's Quran, the mainstream media said, "Wow, Jefferson must have been such a cosmopolitan internationalist." Wrong.
Yeah.
He had been tasked by Congress to investigate the Barbary pirates along with Adams. And they wrote a 3-page report to Congress, and he said it is exactly what you just said. "I now understand why these people are killing and capturing our Americans. I have bought their holy book, the Quran, and in it it says that the infidel must be attacked." That's why Jefferson had a Quran.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Gorka is the chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group as well. You look at the clear and present dangers that encircle America today. Here on the homeland, we have open investigations by the FBI for threats in every state that involve radical Muslims. We, as citizens of this country, need to keep our head on a swivel. If you see something, you say something, right?
Absolutely. People need to understand, after San Bernardino, Boston, Orlando, there is no frontline trench in this war. It's not like World War personal emotion. It's about being on point. The phrase you use that our police use, have your head on a swivel. Absolutely. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't walk around like those millennials, you know, staring at their phones. Be aware. And if you see something suspicious, tell the local authorities. You could be saving a life or many lives.
Exactly. Well, relevant to the immigration issue in our country that the mainstream media, I'll tell you, it is beyond me, Dr. Gorka. They seem to have no clue whatsoever. They want to get thick into the political aspects of it. They're worried about what President Nieto has to say instead of letting this play out, you know, just for controversy's sake. They're not even, it's not even good reporting, because if they understood the art of the deal, if they understood the man, President-elect Donald Trump, they would appreciate what he's coming from, you know, where he's coming from. That it's a deal, that he will make it a win-win proposition for the president of Mexico. He will be a hero once the wall, whether it's virtual or it's bricks and mortar, is erected, that it will be a win-win proposition for both sides, won't it?
Look, when we're talking about people that are breaking the law, the idea that the move, the free movement of criminals, especially drug dealers, terrorists, members of organized crime cartels, the idea that those people should be allowed freedom of movement, it's ridiculous. And everybody who just takes a minute, takes the politics out of the equation, counts to 10, takes a deep breath, should remember Donald Trump was basically elected on the platform of law and order and security. The wall isn't some rhetorical flourish. The wall will now be built, and people on both sides will now be safer as a result of it. And those immigrants who came here illegally, like myself, also support the idea that you should not be able to jump the queue or receive amnesty, because if you break the law once, there's a likelihood you will do it again. Do you respect the Constitution or not is a key question for the future of this nation.
What about sanctuary cities?
Unbelievable. The idea that you're having mayors and even chiefs of police in places like L.A. say that they will refuse to comply with any federal requirements after January 20th to stop sanctuary cities harboring illegal immigrants and felons. But these people are, they have no idea what happened. Clearly, they have no idea what happened last Tuesday. The American people chose. This was a tidal wave. Whether it's the Congress, whether it's the executive, whether it's the governorships. Look at the fact that there are only, 10 or 9 governorships left in Democrat hands in America today.
Exactly.
That is a clear message. You don't want to do what the American people want you to do. These individuals will pay the price politically, and it's just political suicide.
Exactly. Well, and of course, there are ways, just like President Obama used, to get people to fall in line. Now, it's kind of, I find it quite ironic. You know, the left was up in an uproar about if Citizen Trump was going to accept the results of the election, and it's the left that's not accepting it.
Right. The irony of it. Look. It was this idea that he's so dangerous, he's not going to accept the results. Well, look what Hillary did. She wouldn't even come out with the grace of a mature individual the night of the victory.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-size. If you're in for a busy Black Friday, minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple, yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods, or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, enjoying the best of the holiday season. And, of course, this next segment is being brought to you by one of my most favorite places to enjoy pumpkin pie. But just don't tell my mother, okay, because I will not hear the end of it. And I'm sure my brothers and sisters will probably make sure that she gets a copy of this. And that is Marie Callender's. Our next guest here is Kat DeOrio. She's a chef and lifestyle expert. And, you know, one of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food, the intoxicating smell that fills our homes, which evokes memories of holidays past, and it's a perfect way to bring together family. Now, while holiday classics like mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, pumpkin, and apple pie are sure to be on any menu, there are easy ways to put new twists on old favorites. Now, chef and lifestyle expert Kat DeOrio is here, and we're going to talk sides, sweets, let me see here, also drinks, new classics, and, of course, you know, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and leftovers. To me, that's one of my most favorite parts of Thanksgiving, are the leftovers. Kat DeOrio, good to have you with us here. I'm Bill Martinez. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, Marie Callender's, I mean, let's face it, the pies are just outstanding. I got to tell you, you know, I just, and when I'm on the East Coast, that's what I miss most. When I get West, I just left the West Coast. You know, I indulged a bit. You know, you got to have pumpkin because it's all part of the season, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, let's talk about some on-trend ways to transform our menus. Can you share some with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So, you know, the holidays, obviously, it's a stressful time of year. I mean, we're all still doing everything we do during the rest of the year. But then we add the holidays in, we add overnight guests, kids home from college, whatever the case may be.
Well, that explains everything right there.
Right.
That explains everything right there. Perfect. Summed up in one sentence. You're brilliant.
So I think one of my, I think the most important thing to do when you're planning your holiday menu is create a menu that utilizes convenient recipes that have high quality, already prepared foods incorporated in there. So you're not going from 0 to 100, you know, and trying to do everything yourself. You know, there's just, honestly, there's just no point to add that extra stress. It's about savoring the season with your family, not slaving away over the kitchen while everybody else enjoys the holiday.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, we want to be able to enjoy this. And you've got some great tips on how to update this year's side dishes, which I think are just, this just sounds so delicious.
Well, okay, so everyone loves mashed potatoes, right? I think, you know, like, that's So it's kind of, you can't not have some delicious potato dish at, right, at your table. Right. So one of the things I like to do is take Marie Callender's scalloped potatoes and ham. You cook it off. Then, again, here's a good way to enlist the kids if you have kids running around that day. You add some breadcrumbs, some cheese, you know, the basics that you would actually probably have in your pantry anyway. And then you make little bite-sized mashed potato balls or scalloped potato balls, and give them a quick fry, serve them with a little sour cream dipping sauce. They're bite-sized, which means no calories, right?
Exactly.
Salt free is my favorite.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. Well, that's a great idea. I like that. I even like that the day after Thanksgiving as well.
Yes, well, it's a great way to use your leftovers. Mm-hmm. So if you decide to just cook off the potatoes, serve them that day, the next day, how delicious would those be the next morning with some eggs on the side? Perfect.
This isn't fair. You're making me hungry already, Kat. Come on, cut it out. But I knew this was going to happen. What about ways to make desserts quick, easy, on a budget, and unique with your own personal signature, huh?
So one of my favorite things to do is create a deconstructed pie bar. It takes all of that stress over, you know, making sure the pie turns out quite perfect, making sure, like, your slices are perfect. So, again, buy, like, a Dutch apple pie, buy a pumpkin pie, and then, how great is this? I give this job to my husband, even. And smash up the pie. Serve it, put it in a serving bowl. Mm. So you have a basically mashed up pie. Then you take a bunch of different flavor ice creams and set those out. And then some different toppings. So some caramel, some candied pecans, you know, just some things that would taste good on pie or alongside pie. Mm. Put some stemless wine glasses out. And then let your guests customize their own little pie. So they take a few scoops of whatever flavor pie it is they want. So if you wanted to do, my favorite is pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. You put a few scoops of that in, a nice big scoop of a traditional French vanilla ice cream, maybe some bourbon maple candied pecans crumbled on top, possibly a little drizzle of caramel. I mean, it's the holidays. Why
I'm
not?
I'm coming to your house. Oh? I'm coming to your house. We're going to have a party. This is great. I love this. Wow.
So it's easy and it's fun, you know. And again, I always thought it's like place and party. You know, you can just set it out and then you can go enjoy your time with your guests and let them serve themselves.
And like you say, it's an easy thing. The husband units can handle this without any problem whatsoever. And they're part of the program, right?
Absolutely. Well, all hands on deck at the holidays.
Exactly. Hey, let's talk leftovers. We touched on it a little bit. I love leftovers. Just something Thanksgiving, leftovers at football games, it all comes together.
Absolutely. So one of the things I like to make with leftovers is, again, at the holidays, I feel like chicken pot pie is one of those things that we're all eating. It's that comforting food, you know, home-style food. So, again, if you have some just ready-to-bake pie crust, so the actual one that you unroll, you roll it out a little bit, cut out little circles, and then take just the filling from your leftover pot pie, put it inside, roll it over, crimp it shut, bake it off. You have a little empanada. So, again, it's just, it feels like you have a whole new meal. But, you know, it's still one of those, again, delicious, you know, chicken and the vegetables and that delicious creamy sauce from the pot pie. So it's warm, comforting. And, again, just a nice way to use those leftovers up.
Right. And you've got this, you know, you've got all of it right there. And why not? It's easy to put together. Just a little bit of creativity. And it adds some fun and specialness to the holiday, huh?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it's just, you know, we have so many tips. I mean, you can go to www.mariecallendersmeals.com. You can check out all the recipes we talked about. You can, you know, get some more cooking tips. And, you know, we have some more recipes. I gave you kind of those easy, quick ones that, you know, really you can have anyone in the family do. But we even have, like, a beautiful way to use your apple pie, all the leftovers from your apple pie. You basically make a bûche de Noël, so, you know, the Christmas log. And you fill it with your apple pie, leftover apple pie filling. So again, instead of just having like, oh, you know, leftover apple pie, you can make a whole beautiful cake. And if you have somewhere to go that holiday weekend, you can take that as the dessert to your friend's house.
Right.
Or serve, you know, guests.
Well, we mentioned earlier, we're also going to talk about drinks. Hey, with the holiday, come to drinks. You know, Bloody Marys is all part of the morning affair. So tell us about your ideas in creating something real special with Bloody Marys.
Ooh, Bloody Marys. I love that. So we can make, I guess, you know, a Mary Mary.
Uh-huh.
So, well, I think a fun thing to do, okay, so how we talked about the mashed potato bites, I like, I mean, for me, whenever I order a Bloody Mary, I'm always like, put a salad in it. You know, I went to school in Wisconsin, so I mean, you literally have everything but the kitchen sink thrown into your Bloody Mary, and I just kind of never got out of that habit. So, so one of the things I think is really fun is to kind of do unique garnishes. And one of the things we talked about today, the fried mashed potato bites, skewer those. So you do your mashed, your regular Bloody Mary, and so, you know, your horseradish, your Worcestershire sauce, you know, if you want to add some chipotle to it. But then do a really fun garnish. And I think the mashed potato bites are awesome in it.
Oh, that's great. Great ideas here. Sides, sweets, drinks, the new classic, the pumpkin pie, broiler s'mores. And did we miss anything in leftover makeover? I think we pretty much covered it all, didn't we?
I think we did.
As much as we can, anyway. And again, let's remind everybody where they can go and get more information and expand on your ideas. And after all, it's all personal. That's one thing about the holidays and Thanksgiving. You get to put your own personal signature on all these dishes, which is just wonderful. So this is a great way to start and a great way just to have some fun for the holidays and make it be enjoyable, not, as you say, explained so brilliantly. It's so easy to get caught up in the holiday rush that we miss the significance and the specialness of the holiday, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is. It's again, it's all about taking the classics, putting your own twist on it, enjoying the time with your family. So let us help you with that. Go to www.mariecalendarsmeals.com, and we will do all the heavy lifting for you.
Chef and lifestyle expert Kat DiOrio on Bill Martinez. Kat, thank you so much for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Bill. Thanks.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A new survey from the National Endowment for Financial Education reveals how Americans feel about their personal financial futures under President-elect Donald Trump. Ted Beck, President and CEO, National Endowment for Financial Education.
With the election of Donald Trump, the only 27% felt that they were more confident, and the rest was equally split between staying the same and less confident. We asked the same question if Secretary Clinton had been elected, and there only 19% felt more confidence. I think the key thing going forward is, especially in making financial decisions, is stay calm. Just try to figure out what's going to happen and how rules might change over the next year. In the interim, do things like check your budget, set some money aside, have an emergency fund, and try to figure out, are you paying the proper amount for financial services?
For more information, please visit smartaboutmoney.org. That's smartaboutmoney.org.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E, free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back, good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And you want to get involved in the conversation, by all means, at B. Martinez Live. Well, the global economy has made what seems like an incredible comeback after the financial crisis of 2008. The operative word here is seems. You got that? Yet, are we in the clear? A New York Times bestselling author, James Rickards, is with us, and he says no. His latest book, Road to Ruin, The Global Elite's Secret Plan for the Next Financial Crisis. James, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, once again, you identify what is on the horizon for us economically, and you're identifying how governments around the world have been secretly preparing an alternative strategy for the next big crisis. We've been warned about this for a number of years. You're saying a lockdown is imminent. Explain to our audience what you mean by that.
I do, Bill. I look at three crises. I look at 1998. That's when that hedge fund long-term capital management collapsed and Russia defaulted. I look at 2008. All the listeners are familiar with that. They probably lost half their 401ks in that one. Mm-hmm. And then I have a third crisis in 2018. That's an estimate. It could be tomorrow, by the way. I'm just using 2018 to keep up the 10-year tempo. And I look at the contrast. 1998, Wall Street got together and bailed out a hedge fund to save the system. We were just hours away from shutting every stock and bond exchange in the world. In 2008, the central banks got together and bailed out Wall Street. We were just days away from the sequential collapse of every major bank. In 2018, the difference is, in 1998, Wall Street bailed out a hedge fund. In 2008, central banks bailed out Wall Street. The next time, who's going to bail out the central banks? The point is, each bailout gets bigger, more dangerous than the one before. We've been able to buy time, but we haven't solved any of the basic problems. So the next time, there's going to be a difference. The last two times that I talked about, when everybody wanted their money back in the panic, the central banks printed the money and gave it to you. The next time they're going to lock down the system, they're not going to be able to print the money because their balance sheets are too stretched. They printed too much already. They're going to, money market funds are going to suspend redemptions. ATMs will be reprogrammed, so maybe you get $300 a day for gas and groceries. Banks will be closed. Exchanges will be closed. They'll say it's temporary. It might be a few months until the IMF can rise to the rescue, but it's going to be a much more extreme outcome than the last two. People are very complacent about this. There's a lot of evidence for it. We saw it in Cyprus in 2014, in Greece in 2015. We're seeing it today in India, believe it or not. Really? All the ATMs in India are shut down. There are money riots. They've taken basically the equivalent of a $5 bill or $10 bill and said they're illegal, that your currency is no good. Not made up. I mean, again, check the headlines. Just look at India, bank crisis, and you can read all about it. So this is coming to the United States in the next crisis.
And we seem to be hearing so little about India specifically here, James. I know some people are going to hear what you just said, and exactly that's what they're going to do, is start checking this out.
Well, exactly. exactly. Imagine President Obama or President Trump, any president really, waking up in the morning, going on TV and saying, your $5 bills and your 10s and your 20s are no longer money. It's not money. Now, what you can do, you can bring them down to the bank and put them into our digital system. But now you're just set up for negative interest rates, confiscation, bank freezes. Cash is an alternative to all the things I was talking about. If you're in the digital system, you can get hacked, you can get erased, you can get frozen, you can lose money to negative interest rates. And what people can do is sort of take cash and put it in a safe place, and that's an alternative. So they have to eliminate cash in order to impose all these digital sanctions and costs on individuals. And that's what they're doing little by little. Europe just got rid of the 500 euro note. A lot of talk in the United States about getting rid of the $100 bill. You know, and they always say it's, you know, tax evaders, terrorists, and drug dealers. Yeah, they're bad guys, and they're out there. But that's not the main motivation. They really want to just be able to force you into a digital system so they can take your savings.
Then at that point, they've got control of everything, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I like to say, if you're going to slaughter cattle, you have to herd them into a pen first.
Yes.
And if you're going to slaughter savers with negative interest rates and freezes and the kinds of things I'm talking about in my book, you got to herd them into these digital pens. At one of, you know, everyone's probably at, you know, Wells Fargo or Citibank or Bank of America, one of these big banks. You think you have money, you actually don't. Money in the bank is not money. It's an unsecured liability of an occasionally insolvent financial institution. Now, sure, there's FDIC insurance. I understand that. But how good is the insurance fund? You know, when you really walk it back and look through all the vulnerabilities here, you're extremely vulnerable. People say, I have money in the stock market. Well, no, you don't. You have stocks. But if you want money, you got to sell them and somehow get it out of the bank. And the bank may be shut. The stock exchange may be shut, et cetera. So people need to prepare. I recommend you have 10% of your investable assets in physical gold. Keep it in a safe place, not in the bank. By the way, I'm not a gold salesman. I write and talk about it. I don't get any commissions on it, so, but I do recommend it.
And then how about cash itself? I mean, you hold on to it regardless of them saying that, you know, 20s, 10s, and 5s are no longer valid? Or what do you do?
Well, not too much. I mean, to me, it's like batteries and flashlights. I live in a part of New England that occasionally gets hit by hurricanes, and we have, you know, we have water and batteries and flashlight in case the power goes out. It's good to have some cash, but you have to recognize that even if your cash is in the bank, look, I've got money in the bank. I've got credit cards and debit cards just like anybody else.
Right.
I'm not completely immune from what I'm warning people about, but there are things you can do, and again, you know, I recommend gold, silver, land is a good asset, fine art. That's a little more difficult to locate, but these are things that will hold up very well in a crisis. You're not going to be able to put 100% of your portfolio in it, and for smaller savers, you know, even people with $10,000, go out and buy one American Gold Eagle coin, put it in a safe place. That'll be a little more than 10% of your investable assets, but if the banks are frozen, you know, maybe instead of one gold coin, maybe buy 50 one-ounce silver coins.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually use them in emergencies, and more importantly, they'll preserve wealth when everything else is getting locked down. And just to be clear, Bill, I don't just make these claims. This is all documented in the book. So the papers of the International Monetary Fund, the Bank for International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, they're all in the endnotes of the book. You don't have to read them. You know, hopefully people can just enjoy the book and skip the endnotes. But it's all there if you want to do more research or find the evidence for what I'm talking about. It's all available.
And, of course, some more practical ideas are spelled out in the book that'll get your creative juices going here. James, how long are we looking at? You're saying, you know, during this crisis, you seem to suggest that there will be a beginning and end to it. Will that be the case?
Yeah, look, I don't think this is the end of the world. We've been through these things before. You know, we had the Great Depression, and a lot of Americans don't know. In 1933, President Roosevelt issued an executive order and shut every bank in America, every single one. He didn't say when they were going to reopen it. It turned out to be about 8 days later, but, you know, eight days is a long time in a world of, you know, ATM and debit cards. In 1914, the New York Stock Exchange was closed for 5 months. Between 1977 and 1981, we had 50% inflation, 5-0. The dollar lost half its purchasing power in just a short 5-year period. So these things have all happened before. People, you know, memories are short. People don't necessarily know economic history. That's fine. I try to bring it to them in my books and explain that all these things have happened before. The setup is there. They will happen again. And it could happen tomorrow. I sort of hypothesized maybe 2018 because it was 10 years between the last two crises. crises, 98 and 2008, go out 10 more years to 2018. But the warning is it could happen tomorrow. The system is unstable. And by the way, it doesn't matter. I like to say when you're in an earthquake doesn't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican.
Exactly.
In other words, it doesn't really matter who the president is. That matters for other reasons. But this is systemic. This is global. This is bigger than the policy of the White House. And when it happens, it's going to affect whoever happens to be in the White House.
Well, it could have an effect on how fast we get out of it, don't you think?
Well, yeah, it does. By the way, it's not too late to prevent it. I just give it very low odds. For example, President Trump could reinstate Glass-Steagall. That was the law. It was actually the law for 67 years from 1933 to 1999 that separated commercial and investment banking. We could get rid of most derivatives, except, you know, maybe the Chicago futures exchanges are fine, but these over-the-counter, off-balance sheet derivatives. Break up the big banks. Take J.P. Morgan, break it up into the five big banks that it used to be. You know, Chase and Chemical and all that. These would all be safety measures. It's kind of like if you have a ship and you have holds, you can punch a hole in the ship and one section will fill up, but the ship won't sink because you have these watertight compartments.
Exactly.
That's what we need to do in banking, build these watertight compartments so we don't sink the whole system. But unfortunately, we don't have them.
Well, Jim, again here in these final moments, remind people of the three most important things they could do that you cited in your book, The Road to Ruin. Let's recount that one more time. Let's summarize it. What are the three most important things we could do for this upcoming crisis to protect ourselves?
You need to get some assets out of the digital system. And again, I recommend gold or silver. You know, for smaller amounts, silver is fine. For much larger amounts, gold will preserve wealth. Land, fine art. Also, be attentive, see it coming. If you do have a lot of cash in the bank, that may be fine in the short run, but we'll see this coming. Well, you know, I saw it in 2008. In 2007, I went down and warned the Treasury about it. Unfortunately, the warnings are being ignored. So that's actually why I started writing my book, so I could kind of get warnings out to everyday Americans.
Well, James, we really appreciate the book and the insight. It is The Global Elite Secret Plan for the Next Financial Crisis in his book, Road to Ruin. James Rickard presents his prediction for the next financial crisis. Instead of printing money to reliquify markets and prop up assets, governments are preparing to close banks, shut down exchanges, and order powerful asset managers not to sell. And as he pointed out already, this has been done. So this is not something that already has not been in the works. The trajectory is there. So we just need to be forewarned and be prepared. Right, James?
That's right. And it's all in the book and it's documented. I hope people enjoy it.
Well, that's great.
Thank you.
And the book is available at all the usual places.
Yeah, bookstores, independent bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. And again, I hope people enjoy it.
James Rickards on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson.